I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 20th, 2021 to order. I welcome all of you to our meeting this evening. I assume many of you are here for the talk about proposed ordinance 64-2020. About the cell tower granting the special use permit on the Sylvania Northview High School property. That's proposed ordinance 64-2021. We do have a few things to go through before we get there, but I assure you it is early on the agenda. With that, I call on the clerk to call the roll.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Reno?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Dowell?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused. Six members of city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Again, I welcome all of our visitors to this evening's meeting. During the meeting, if you'd like to speak, please raise your hand so that I can see you, and I'll try to recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us for our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Ms. Dowell.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda? I have none for this evening's meeting. Mr. Frye?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to try to schedule a finance committee meeting.
Let's make that 13A. Other members of city council, any items to add? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make an announcement about an event at the Chamber of Commerce.
We'll put that on 15, Chamber Event Announcement. Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to amend and approve the agenda for this evening's meeting?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the amended agenda for this evening's meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our agenda for this evening's meeting is set. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our previous meeting on September the 7th. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the minutes from the council meeting of September 7th, 2021, as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for approval of meeting minutes for September 7th, 2021, as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. We have a special presentation tonight, and we're thrilled to have two very well-known and experienced Ohio High School athletic officials with us this evening. They are being recognized for their service in two sports. I'd like them to come forward. Dave Spees for girls track and field, and Andy Bambula for girls cross country. We have a proclamation for each of them, but I'm only going to read it once, so come on up, guys. And if you could, I want to stand together, and I'll read it towards you. This is a proclamation from the Office of the Mayor. Whereas Andy Bambula and David Spees have been selected to receive the 2019-2020 Active Officials of the Year Award from the Ohio High School Athletic Association for their service as track officials. And whereas OHSAA's mission statement is to serve our member schools and enrich interscholastic opportunities for students. And whereas nominees must exemplify high standards of ethical conduct, moral character, officiating professionalism, and carry the endorsement of their respective state high school association, as well as being made recent significant contributions to high school officiating in Ohio. And whereas for the 2019-2020 school year, Andy was the Active Official of the Year for girls cross country, and Dave was the active official of the year for girls' track and field. Now therefore I, Craig A. Style, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, September 20th, 2021, as Andy Babula and David Spies Day in the city of Sylvania. Congratulations. That's great. Thank you very much. You are both welcome to stay for the entire meeting, but there is no obligation to do so. If you want to get a taste of it, we're going to get right into it with the big issue tonight. We are now ready to move on to agenda item 6, which is proposed ordinance 64-2021, granting a special use permit to allow the placement of a 130-foot wireless communication facility with a 10-foot lightning rod for a total height of 140 feet behind the Sylvania High School property at 5403 Silica Drive. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to move adoption of ordinance number 64-2021. All members of council having received copies, I'll read by title only, granting a special use permit to allow the placement of a 130-foot wireless communication facility with a 10-foot lightning rod for a total height of 140 feet behind the Sylvania Northview High School property at 5403 Silica Drive, Sylvania, Ohio, on the application of Stephen E. Carr, agent for Selco Partnership, DBA, Verizon Wireless, and Tarpon Towers 2, LLC, on the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Mayor,
Mr. Fry.
For the purposes of further discussion and clarification, I'm willing to second. I know we typically do the discussion in advance here at council, but for the purposes of this, I would be open to kind of reversing that order if you're okay with that.
I am. So we'll accept your second and open for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess one of the things that I would like to know or get clarified for the general public and for members of council as this was presented with a recommendation from the Municipal Planning Commission, Mrs. Brining, what are our alternatives at this point now that we have a motion and a second?
We can proceed with the vote on the legislation in order to pass it in one reading. You would need 5 votes to pass it as an emergency tonight. If you want to take 3 readings, you could just have 4 votes in favor of the legislation, or you can deny. You can vote against the ordinance, and because it was a Plan Commission recommendation to approve it, you need 5 votes to essentially deny the special use permit.
So if there are not, I understand the first two. If there's not 5 no votes, then what happens? It goes to the second reading next meeting?
Correct. Yep. It would take three readings to pass it.
Or until there were 5 votes either way.
Correct.
Yep. Well, if it is, the motion is to approve it, it'll take 5 votes to do it tonight, or 3 meetings with 4 votes to do it. To turn it down, if the motion fails for passage, I think there'll be a second motion to deny it. And then I think you'd probably take a second vote on that. Are you in agreement with that, Mr. Hanum?
That wasn't my plan.
You want to do it with the one vote? Well, if you are...
We don't pass it.
If you don't pass it, but you need 5 votes to deny it and overturn the Plan Commission. If there are 4 or less votes, it is in effect in limbo. You have taken no action because 5 votes are necessary to overturn the plan commission.
Well, let's see where the votes are.
All right. And I think council should also hear, Mrs. Brining, what you would expect to happen in the different possibilities. First being it passes, obviously they proceed with the work. Second, if it is denied, what will happen?
If it, well, either if it's approved or denied, either side can obviously appeal that decision. I think Mr. Abercrombie, who represents the applicant, has made it pretty clear that if council takes no action, that he will seek federal court relief in that case. So there's likelihood of litigation.
So that's four no votes is no action. Okay. If there are five no votes, what happens?
Five no votes, then I would expect, though I haven't talked about this with Mr. Abercrombie, I would expect that they will also file an appeal in common pleas, I would expect, similar to the Fun Range, what happened with the Fun Range special use permit.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Frye?
It does.
Further questions from members of city council? Are you prepared to proceed with your vote?
And Mr. Mayor, I will just note that during our last zoning and annexation committee meeting, I went through an extensive list of concerns I had regarding the fact that this special use application did not meet the criteria in our municipal code, section 1153.05. I'm not going to redo that here, but that will explain my vote on this matter. So I think we're ready to proceed.
I'm ready to proceed, Mr. Mayor, as well.
All right. It has been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance 64-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails, and I believe the vote is 6 against. So Ordinance 64-2021 fails and is not enacted as an emergency measure. I think that ends the business for that this evening. Okay. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 7, Mr. Sanford would like to give an economic development director's report on planning services to study the feasibility of creating a TIF or tax incremental financial district in downtown Sylvania. Mr. Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet, as the mayor mentioned, is a proposal for us to work with Reveille, who you heard from Glenn Grisdale at our last meeting. I'm impressed with his knowledge about the topic, and I want to make sure that we get this correct. And that's what this proposal is for, not to exceed $6,500. He will have his information and recommendation to us within 3 weeks. I will communicate that to council as soon as I receive it. He will also, if this is approved, be setting up a meeting where he and I will meet with the Lucas County Auditor, so we on the same page with her going forward with the values of these properties. And the information that Laura Bigelow prepared in our office of all the addresses that I passed out, there were some updates to that we're doing and working with Glenn already on that. I wonder if there's any questions.
Mr. Sanford, one question in regards to the conversation about the not to exceed 6,500. So is this a lump sum, 6,500, or is he billing hourly, or how does this logistically work?
He would be billing hourly. He did not expect it to go to that amount, but it would be not to exceed, so, and it depends on who on their staff works on it, they have different billing rates and so on, but we'll have that full explanation on that too.
Is there a written proposal on this, or is this just?
Yes.
Okay, that was not in our packet.
I can send that to you all, I do have that.
Okay. I, for one, would like to, you know, I am burdened with 41 years of law practice, and I would prefer to read the proposal in advance of voting on this. Do we need to do this tonight? Or can we, could we wait 2 weeks, or is that a, I?
The answer to that is dependent upon the direction that we take.
Well, I assume we're not going to do this in the next 2 weeks, right?
No, but we are trying to do it by the end of the year. We would like.
Is that what he's talking about still?
Yes, that he can still meet that end of the year. I think if.
Is that what he's going to recommend?
He could. That's a very strong, he did indicate he'd be able to meet the deadline that we talked about, or the timeline that we had on the other, and I have the copy of it with me. Mr. Hingham, I can give it to you and.
Can you make a copy of that?
If you have it, we can copy it and distribute it right now.
I do have it. Want me to make copies and distribute, and then we can.
Why don't we just postpone this item a little further down on the agenda?
Let's get the copies made, and we'll come back to it in the agenda. That's satisfactory.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
The law director has it and can email to everybody right now. Would that be satisfactory?
Depends whether she sent it by personal or the, or whether she sent it to the City of Sylvania email there.
Why don't we make the copies? Well,
all right.
Let's just defer for a little bit, maybe.
We will return to this item towards the end of the agenda. Let's move on to agenda item 8, which is proposed resolution 10-2021. A resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. This is annual legislation. The clerk prepares this, I believe, in conjunction with the finance director. Mr. Schroyer, any comments about this?
This is an annual resolution that we passed this year for county. There are no changes to previous year.
Mr. Schroyer, mm-hmm. With the anticipated changes in the amounts that people's homes are worth, did that reflect in these numbers, or is that not set yet, so therefore it's not reflected here?
These are the rates. The rates won't change, the dollar amount will change. That will be reflected when they actually go receive it. It will be reflected in our budget preparation.
Right.
But as far as this, it's just an improvement in the village. Those village rates do not change.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions for the finance director?
Yeah, I just noticed that this this document has. Does this require a roll call by statute or?
I don't think it does.
It does, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you.
I can't remember 100%
if that it is a requirement. This also says dispensing with the second and third readings, so I think it's probably.
We will not need to do that.
We haven't read our charter lately.
All right.
So. Just for clarification purposes, Mr. Mayor, then, and Mrs. Briney, is this now modified?
No, it just, Mrs. Speaker will call the roll for you.
I understand.
Yeah.
But if we're eliminating second and third readings for this document, am I modifying the resolution, or are we considering the resolution as submitted? I'm fine with that. I just,
yeah,
you know, that's why I'm looking at you.
It's, the county auditor's book. They provide this.
I understand.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're staying in bounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just want to get our money.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I concur, Mr. Hannon.
All vote on to pass this emergency, so we're good.
Okay. Mr. Frye, you may introduce by title only.
Yes. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 10-2021 by reading by title only. And resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. I move adoption of Resolution Number 10-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second. It has been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution Number 10-2021 as an emergency measure. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Dowd?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. The motion carries, and Resolution Number 10-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Moving on to Agenda Item 9. This is Proposed Ordinance 66-2021, amending Section 139.02 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Sylvania 1979, is amended by adding a title and hourly rate for part-time custodians. Mr. Aller, you proposed to talk about this, or would you like the chief or Toby? Toby to talk about it. All right.
Hopefully everybody received my email last week describing what we're doing here. We're trying to gain greater control over the access to our building, especially the police department and the tax department. We currently have a cleaning agency that comes in and does it, and what we're proposing is to hire two part-time individuals to do that work as city employees. I hope everyone read the email. If there any questions on
an important point that we covered in the mayor's staff meeting was this will not cost the city additional funds because we won't be paying an employment agency.
Right, it's actually a small savings to the city, but that's not what generated the change. It was more so the access to.
There were some sensitive materials on a detective's desk that were viewed, right, is my understanding.
So this is just creating the position, the pay for the position. We have not determined who we're going to hire for that, although we have, you know, we have a couple of good candidates that we're going to search to take a look at. So.
And as Mr. Schroyer put in his email, these two part-time employees will not receive health care or other benefits.
Right. They receive sick time, no vacation, no health care.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frye.
With everything that I've read about the pressure to secure employees in this section of the economic working strata, are you comfortable that $15 an hour, I mean,
we are,
is sufficient?
And we, both Kevin and I and the police chief have multiple conversations with the two people that are currently doing the work. And this pay is a pretty good jump for them.
Okay. It works for them, it works for me.
And the, how does this change prevent the event that triggered this?
I don't think you could ever, you know, it's not like it won't prevent it from happening, but I think just have more control. It's the same employee, it's an actual employee, and the same person doing it. When we had it, the problem was actually a substitute for the person that was normally doing it to the cleaning agency, so you're kind of at the mercy of them, who they send. We can do better background checks and everything like that before we actually hire somebody. But I don't think you could actually, you know, say that you could completely prevent somebody from doing something they shouldn't be doing. Yeah. Just try to hire the right person.
Yeah, I think we could do some of that by contract with the service that we were retaining too, that we would have clearance. I'm concerned that, I don't know, who else do we pay in the city? I guess we do pay some people. The filing clerks get no benefits?
No, and this would be, there's no full-timers that would make less than $15 an hour in the whole city. And a lot of the positions you're looking at there, we aren't even filled, we don't even have some.
Right.
Like the engineering intern and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I'll defer to your judgment on how to get this done, but.
Chief Sonar, would you like to make a comment?
Well, just the, I mean, there's been a variety of issues over the years. It is a, the contract level is a very low paying position.
Yeah.
Quite a bit lower than it is, compared to the proposed wages. The incident that we did have, not only did a few things with the pictures in the tech bureau, and during that time period, we were probably having three or four different contractual workers coming in a month. It's difficult to staff those positions, especially in this economy, and it's just a security risk. Now, we're very fortunate, the gentleman who's doing it right now has been doing it for a year, has background in security and also in the business world, he's kind of retired. It's only a 5-hour a night job, so it's 25-hour per week. And when I started here, for the first 20 years I worked here, we had Pox and Susie. They were a married couple. They were retired. They cleaned the building for 20 years. They retired. And that, since then, we've had a hard time replacing them. They were contract employees through a company. They just were very reliable. We have a reliable person right now. We just want to try to retain that person. So that's kind of the background story. And I think that's played out at the administration going as well. But that's the catalyst for it was the security of this program. So.
We do have ordinance 66-2021 to establish these part-time rate per hour for part-time custodians. There's no further questions. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 66-2021. Amending section 139.02 of the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended by adding a title and hourly rate for part-time custodians, and I would propose introduction or passage, sorry, as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 66-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 66-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Mr. Stanford has distributed the proposal from Reveille. With your permission, Mr. Hanem and Mr. Fry, we'd like to go back to that issue now. So we're going to go back up on the agenda to agenda item 7. Why don't you go through the proposal that you distributed, Mr. Sanford?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you can see, that Glenn submitted the proposal, and they would to assist the city in pursuing the feasibility of creating a tax increment district as recommended in your recently adopted downtown master plan. I anticipate utilize as much relevant information provided by your office and staff to minimize the project cost. Please feel free to contact me should you need anything further. And then he breaks down the work that they're going to do in regards to the TIP district. We gave them the besides the addresses, the maps that we were talking about. This goes over the terms and the rates. I was telling you about the four different staff members that could be working on it and the different hourly rates.
Provided on a time and material basis not to exceed $6,500.
All right.
Correct.
So, Bill, I have a question. So does this include specifics, like what exactly we're going to use the money for that comes from the tax?
The project, that's something that, you know, Glenn talked about, and I know that Mr. Aller has started some work, and
we've identified, what we talked about before, but that hasn't been decided yet, but the downtown streetscape is the project that seems to fit the best with this TIF and where it's located. That's something too that council would have to decide on.
Is that part of the finance meeting that you're scheduling?
And we don't have to have that project in place before we establish the TIF, but we should probably have that discussion and schedule that.
I think we have a chicken or the egg question in regards to the TIF. I think the gentleman a couple of weeks ago indicated that we should identify the costs of the project or projects and the cost of it, and then kind of figure out whether the revenue will support it. My tendency is to go the opposite way. Let's figure out what the TIF is. Let's figure out or estimate what the revenue potential is, and then figure out what we want to include or not include. I know that downtown streetscape may involve addition or elimination of parking. There's all sorts of other indications of things. There's lots of conversation attached to that, which would take a significant amount of time to sort through.
I just wanted to make sure we are having the conversation before we get it all in place, so.
Yes. Okay. I think we're going to get but again, to answer what Mr. Fryer's referring to, I think the very first step is identifying what the TIF could bring in. That will also determine what type of a project you can do. You can't, if let's say a TIF over the 10 years generates, $3 million, you can't put out or identify a project that's a $10 million project. And I think that's.
Sure, you could. It's just a matter of whether we take the rest of it out of the rest of our funds. That may not be in the city's best interest, but we could do it.
Or yeah, choose
to do a TIF that's longer than 10 years.
Right. Or bond it.
We need to work both numbers at the same time to see where we can go.
Yep.
I have a question, Mr. Sanford. Are we confident that this $6,500 will cover the planning? And
that's what he proposed.
It's the financial planning. He's not going to be looking at the project.
Yes, I understand that.
This is what it would cost not to exceed to deliver what we're asking for as to the amount and the length of the TIF. That's key, whether it's a 10-year or could be 20, 25 years.
And he feels confident that he's going to be able to do that.
Yes, and then also, he's at this point still confident that he can meet that early deadline if that's what we want to do.
And that was my next question.
That is definitely, in our conversations, he could still meet that deadline if that's what we so decide to do.
Okay, well, I just want to note that I think I share Mr. Fry's thinking on this, and we had a different sense. We were more interested in establishing a TIF as a revenue source for the city, not for any specific pre-identified project, but to see over time what would be available to us. So we need to make sure that Glenn understands that we're thinking about this apparently differently than was.
I can share that.
Mike, got that right?
That's my way of looking at it.
I mean, if we can establish a TIF that over a 25-year period would bring us, X amount of dollars, we then rather shoehorn in or plan how we would spend that, rather than starting with a preconceived idea of what we wanted to do and trying to target the TIF to raise that money. That's a really different thing. So am I got that right?
Yeah. To me, the activity that we see in the downtown footprint is so significant that it's really hard to project the crystal ball out of what the potential opportunity may be for TIF income back or projects that we would reinvest back in the city footprint.
For example, I'll go back to the downtown plan. Okay, one of the things that was in the vision part of the downtown plan was, a downtown parking garage. Okay, I don't want to sit here and plan a downtown parking garage today and then target a TIF to raise enough money to fund the parking garage. But what I, you know, that's an option that we're going to look at in the future. And so we want to maximize our TIF revenue to assist us in that kind of a project if we decided to pursue it. Does that make sense? So we're not, so we're really interested in trying to, I think I am interested in having a TIF that maximizes the benefit for the city under whatever rules are applicable, as opposed to trying to do a specific project.
And just to clarify,
yeah,
answering Katie's question, the one project we have talked about was the streetscape, but Glenn made that clear. We do not have to have the project identified at the start.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll include all that in with it.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'll convey that to him, be part of his report coming back.
I think I was just thinking I don't want to repave a road with it.
I'm sorry.
It needs to be part of our vision plan and not just repaving a road.
Yeah. Okay.
Any further questions for Mr. Sanford before we consider ordinance 65-2021? If not, Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 65-2021 by reading by title only. Accepting the proposal of Reveille to provide economic development planning services to study the feasibility of creating a tax increment financing district, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of not to exceed $6,500. I move adoption of ordinance 65-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 65-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 65-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you, and we'll get the ball rolling on this. We will go back to the agenda. We are now up to agenda item 10. This is proposed resolution 11-2021, affirming the five I's of disability justice. This was brought to us, both the president of councils and my attention, Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A constituent, a citizen of the city of Sylvania, is on the disability rights commission for the county and also on the board of DD, and I've known him for many years. He brought this to my attention, and I reached out to the mayor, and the mayor had already heard about this, but the city of Toledo has passed a resolution similar to this that would may allow us or get us to consider, as we're going through our public policy considerations, that we consider disability justice as part of the dynamic. I don't see this as a rush. I think we can move this to a committee to make sure. I know I'm perfectly comfortable with that. Can't speak for other members of council, obviously, or any of you in that regard. But I also expect that we're probably doing the vast majority, if not all of these today. But I just want to take a little more time, since this was introduced to me last week, that we make sure that there's no conflict or issues associated with any part of the city's structure with this particular circumstance. So that's why I would recommend to you, as other members of council, that we move this to committee. I was thinking about moving it to Mr. Richardson's committee.
Yeah, I'd be happy to second.
Okay, Employee and Community Relations.
Can we get a copy from someplace?
Okay. Sure, I'd be happy to
five eyes
forward that on to all members of council. In that regard, is that something I need to make a motion on to move this? Okay. I'll make a motion to for resolution number 11-2021 be referred to the Employment and Community Relations Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer resolution 11-2021 to the Employee and Community Relations Committee. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Would you like to try and establish a committee meeting now, or review it and then set a meeting perhaps at the next meeting?
Yeah, we can go ahead and set one up. I can hold my calendar if that's right, direct the other members of the committee.
As you're starting to look at that, I fully agree with Mr. Frye. The resolution doesn't really tell you what the five I's are. There are many of them that we are required to do by federal law, but there are some others that I think you need to read and be sure of.
Again, that burden of lawyer.
Yeah, I had some concerns about liabilities as well, so this is going through committee. So it's Mrs. Kathleen, Mr. Hannah, Mr. McCann are on the committee. Before the next meeting, do we have anything scheduled already?
There's a streets committee meeting at 6:45 to consider the Cushman Road speed humps.
We could meet at 6.
Let's do that. 6 o'clock, October 4th. Members of the committee, is that good with you guys?
Yeah.
Do I need a motion?
Yes, make a motion to set that meeting.
I move to set a meeting of the City of Sylvania's Employee and Community Relations Committee for Monday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set a Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting for Monday, October the 4th at 6 p.m. in these council chambers for the consideration of Resolution 11-2021. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 11, we have two liquor permits to consider. Let's first consider the Speedway 3670 during business at 6601 Monroe Street, Sylvania, Ohio. Chief, any comments about this particular liquor sales point?
Both of these permits are by the same companies, and the two companies actually are all the same people. So this is simply a name change. So there really wasn't any vetting to do because those businesses are already there. It's the two speedways in town. They're just changing their LLC designations. So we don't have any reason to request a hearing. We have any problems with those businesses here in town.
All right. I think we need to consider these separately. Probably have to have a motion not to request one on 6601 Monroe Street, and then a separate motion not to request a hearing on 6700 Sylvania Avenue. Mr. Frye, why don't you take that on?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to not request a public hearing for the Speedway LLC DBA Marathon 8594 at 6700 Sylvania Avenue, Sylvania, Ohio, for a liquor permit transfer.
Second.
And moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for the Speedway 3670 doing business at 6601 Monroe Street. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now for 6700 Sylvania Avenue.
Mr. Mayor, I did 6700 first.
Okay.
Sorry, I reversed you. I apologize.
Well, we just passed a resolution the other way around. Let's back up and do that first vote again.
What we did was right.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we just need to do
the 6601. Right. I think we're okay, right?
You read it properly.
Yeah, I think we're okay. So I'll make a motion to not request a public hearing for Speedway LLC DBA Speedway 3670 6601 Monroe Street, Sylvania, Ohio, for a liquor transfer permit.
Second.
So moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for the Speedway at 6601 Monroe Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to the second page of our council agenda, this is to set the 2022 meeting schedule and trick-or-treat schedule. The reason for this is that the community calendar is being developed, and we need to get these dates onto that calendar. We've done this for the past several years since I brought this idea for a community calendar to city council. It appears that the schedule as proposed does eliminate the first council meeting in July and the first council meeting in August as permitted by the charter. Other than that, it is business as usual, and that reflects what we've done this year and for several years. It's also noted that the trick-or-treat schedule would be for October 31st, which falls on a Monday. I don't think that's an issue. It only is a problem if it's a Friday and if it happens to be a football game in town. But because the high school football schedule has been moved up a couple of weeks, that's not an issue anymore either. Usually it's safer, though, for the kids not to be out on a Friday or Saturday night. But it's a Monday night this coming year. Any comments on either one of those from city council members?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. What was the time for the trick-or-treat?
6 to 7:30 is what we normally do in the city. We will note that on the calendar as usual.
Just to make sure we haven't seen that.
So Mr. Mayor, are you looking for a motion to adopt the schedule for the meetings for 2022?
I think we can do this in one motion to set the council meetings and set trick-or-treat. In other words, a motion to set the 2022 schedule for city council meetings and trick-or-treat, just what the title is there. Just a motion.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to set the 2022 city council meeting schedule as submitted to in our council packets and set trick-or-treating on October 31st, 2022, on Monday, October 31st, 2022.
From 6 to 7:30 p.m.
From 6 to 7:30 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I second again.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, and those schedules are set. Moving on to agenda item 12, committee reports. We had added agenda item 13A to schedule a finance committee meeting. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Schroyer, as all of you know, is hard at work along with the other members of staff in preparing the budget for our review and consideration. And as is typically the case, he's requested that we set up a finance committee meeting or meetings, depending on how things go. And if I recall from the email you sent me, Mr. Schroyer, you were looking for the second week in October. Is that correct? Is that timing still sufficient based on where things stand with administrative efforts? But I'm sorry, Mr. Schroyer, I didn't catch that.
Later in the week.
Fair enough. So that, let me look at the calendar. So you're thinking the week of the 11th through the 15th, Mr. Schroyer?
How about Friday?
How about Friday the 15th? Obviously, Mrs. Westfall is not here. So if there's a conflict for her, I would reach back out to everyone. Any concerns from any members of council in regards to that timing?
What time of day were you thinking?
I was thinking about putting it in the morning.
Yeah, morning would be best.
We would need to set a location also.
Well, typically we do it in the finance committee room, but given circumstances being what they are with COVID, I would request that we do it here so that we have the opportunity for social distancing in council chambers. 7:30 too early for anybody? Going once. Then I'll make a motion to set a finance committee meeting at 7:30 a.m. on Friday, October 15th, here in council chambers.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to set a finance committee meeting to discuss the budget on Friday, October 15th at 7:30 a.m. in these council chambers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk post that meeting. Any further committee reports or committee referrals or business to take care of at this time? Hearing none, on to added agenda item 15. Mr. Sanford requested to announce a chamber event.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Also on October 15th is the beginning of the Fall Festival weekend, and the chamber is going to have an event on that Friday night to recognize the sponsors of Complete the Street, the lighting project that is downtown. The city of Sylvania was one of those sponsors. And then, we've gotten some tickets, enough tickets for one ticket for each council member and the mayor to be able to attend. But we'll send all this to you in email. I just want to kind of get it on your radar. And it starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be in a tent event that will be behind the chamber in that parking lot, behind the chamber offices and chandlers. And at 8 o'clock, they will have the reveal of the dedication of the sculpture that is recognizing all the sponsors. Kevin's been working with the chamber on the location. It's going to be in the corner park here in downtown. So it'll be a pretty eventful night that hopefully we'll be able to attend. And again, just look at the email. We'll give you more information on the event.
Also, the chamber is publishing that on their Facebook account. It's shown up a couple of times I've seen. If you've got more information, and if you look at that, you'll see that it's a $100 ticket if you want to bring your spouse along with you. So it's pretty good, but we will allow one ticket per council member. And that number of tickets is the same number that they're offering all of their sponsors for the lights.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of our council agenda for this evening. Are there any other items for discussion at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, October the 4th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.